Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea Flores Marino. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and I work at Child and Family Services. Today, I'm going to be doing a body scan meditation. And the purpose of the body scan is to simply check in and become aware of what is going on in your body, bringing attention to each body part in sequence and noticing how each part is connected to the next. There is no need to judge or change anything. Just notice and move along. Doing a body scan can help you become more connected to the present, help you feel more calm. And it's especially useful with people that are dealing with high levels of stress, anxiety, sleeping problems, even for chronic pain issues. It has been shown to be useful. There's many different examples online of body scan meditations. There's recordings and also scripts that you can use for yourself and also for your families or your clients. I like also that you can find online body scans of different durations. So there's some that can be only 3 minutes all the way to 30 minutes. So it depends on what you need. There's also body scans in different languages or narrated by men or women. So you can also choose what is the best for you, what you feel more comfortable with. And I like to practice individually, you know, for myself personally and professionally to feel better and be better for my clients. But I also use it a lot in the clinic. And I notice that it's very helpful. My clients give me a lot of positive feedback. Body scan is very similar to the progressive muscle relaxation in that the focus of both is to think about different parts of your body in a sequence. And the purpose of it is to help you feel less stressed, you know, more relaxed. But the difference is that the body scan, you're only scanning your body mentally without making any changes. You're just observing. In the progressive muscle relaxation, you are asked to tense and relax certain muscles in your body. So it's a little bit different in that sense, but you know, sometimes you may want to use one of them or the other one. They're both great. They're used for the same purposes. And it's just a little bit different in that sense only. Today, we're going to do the body scan. And so I'll just like invite you to find a comfortable place to sit down. You could do it in your chair or also lying down on the floor, whatever is more comfortable. I'm going to start now. And so just sitting down, plant your feet on the floor. You can put your hands over your knees, or you can also put the hands on the knees, but with the palms looking up, whatever is comfortable for you. You can also put your hands to the sides, resting them on your chair. If you're laying down, just lay down on your back and close your eyes. Start noticing the general position of your body. Notice the relationship of your body to the space around you. Notice where you are, the time of the day, and if you have any tension or tightness in your body. If you're feeling restless or grounded, agitated or calm, just notice what is going on in your body without judging or trying to make any changes. Bring your attention to your breathing. Become aware of where you feel your breath most. It might be in your nose or in your chest or in your stomach. Breathe in deeply and notice how the breath fills your body. Then breathe out and notice the breath coming out slowly from your body. Simply be aware of the sensations, allowing them space to just be. Now bring your attention to the top of your head. Focus in this area, your hair, your head, the back of your head, the sides, down to your ears, and then to your face. Bring your attention to your forehead, your eyebrows, your eyes, then your cheeks, mouth, and your jaw. Whatever it is that you're feeling, just allow it to be. Move your attention down into your neck and your shoulders. Just notice how your neck and your shoulders feel with a sense of curiosity. Move your attention into your arms, your elbows, down through your forearms, and into your wrists, hands, fingers, and thumbs. Just notice the sensations and the air coming in and coming out. It is as if you were traveling through your body with your mind, just seeing what's there. Now move your attention to your torso, your chest and upper back. Notice your heartbeat and the sensations of your breathing. Move down to your stomach and lower back. Your stomach is the home of your digestion, but for many of us, a place where we hold a lot of emotions. Spend a few minutes paying attention to this area, feeling what's there, and just letting it be. We don't need to do anything, just feel. Notice the sensations around your stomach and on your lower back. And then move attention down to your hips, legs, your thighs, knees, shins, and calves. Focus your attention on your ankles, on the top of your feet, the bottom of your feet, the arch, and the heel. Finally, move all the way, all your attention to your toes. Feel like you're breathing in and out from your toes. Understand that all the parts of your body are connected. Feel like each part of your body is connected. Feel your foot connected to your ankle connected to your legs connected to your hips connected to your pelvic area and your stomach, your lower back connected to your torso, your chest, your shoulders, and your upper back. See how everything is connected with your arms, your shoulders, and your neck. Notice how your neck is connected to your head. Feel the skin around your whole body. Notice the sensations on your skin. The temperature, the texture, the feelings, and become aware of your skin and your whole body in this moment. Relax in a sense of physical wholeness. feel how your whole body is connected. Continue paying attention to your breath, breathing in and breathing out, feeling your body expand and contract with each inhale and exhale. Continue to breathe deeply and calmly. When you're ready, bring your attention to the touch of your body on your seat or on the floor. Bring your attention to your surroundings. Wherever you are, if you're in an office or at home, remember where you are, what you are doing, and start to slowly open your eyes. This is the conclusion of the body scan, and I hope that it brought to you some calmness today. It's a practice that can help you so much. And, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at doing it, the better you get at relaxing your whole body and connecting. So I really encourage you to use it with yourself. Maybe share it with other people, family, even children can do it. And definitely if you have clients, bring it in with your clients, practicing in the office, telling them about the resources so they can practice at home. It's just a great idea. It helps in the process of their healing. So I hope you liked it today. And this is the conclusion of our meditation.